Okay, so today is Daf Tesvav. We are on Tesvav, six lines from the top, Tana Rabbana. So the Gemara is going back to the Brisa that discussed the Arbus and Nichnasu Lepardes. So we're going to go through each of the individuals as to what happened to them. So we'll discuss the Ben Zoma, then we'll discuss Elisha Ben Avua, we'll discuss Rabbi Akiva. We don't really have to discuss the other one, because he died, so nothing happened to him afterwards. So there's not much to discuss, right? So that was Ben Zoma. We don't have to
Ben Azai.
So here we discuss Ben Zoma. So Tana Rabbanan.
He didn't really die. His neshama actually went to a higher madriga, and like he was like died from the shika, right?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
His neshama went out, and
I don't know.
And he died.
Well, but it's not like really dying.
I don't know.
It's a different death.
It says in the Brisa that he died. So, I don't know what that means. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. So we're talking about Maisa Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Shaya Omer Agabi Mala Bahar Abayis. So Rabbi Shua ben Chananya is standing on the steps of the Har Abayis, which is interesting, which is because it's post-Horban, and they're still going back to the Har Abayis. V'ra'o ben Zoma, right? And Ben Zoma and Zoa sees him. Velo Amar Bilfanav. Ben Zoma doesn't stand up because Ben Zoma is now in his own world. He went meshug a little bit, so he doesn't recognize Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya. Doesn't stand up for him. So Amar Lo.
I'm sorry. All these four that went to paradise, it all happened at the same time.
Seems to be that Bryce seems to indicate.
Because also seemed to be that Rabbi Akiva advised them before, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm telling you why. Because I also heard an argument of Cheska Hartman that the bus call that came for Elisha ben Avua,
right?
That say shuv olam mechus
miach. Yeah, we'll get to that today.
Came from Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Kippur.
We'll get to that. That's Rishalmi. Rishalmi has it from that.
How can that be if it was after the Churban?
So it came from the area of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where he was going.
Shabbos Yom Kippur?
Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what I said yesterday. What's he doing going there? Why is Elisha ben Avua going there? What drew him there? We'll get to it.
Okay.
He says, "V'lo am b'fanav." So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Shua ben Chananya says to Ben Zoma, "Right, my ayin ula ayin Ben Zoma. Like, where are you going? Where are you coming? Like, what's going on with you? Where are you?" So Amar Lo, so Ben Zoma says, "Oh, so I was so fehayisi. I'm busy trying to understand in Ma'aseh Bereishis ben Mayim Helyonim leMayim Hatachtonim. Like, what's the line of demarcation between the upper waters and the lower waters?" There's no distance. The distance between them is Eloshalosh Etzbos Bulvad. It's just three. It's three finger breaths. That's the difference between the Elyonim and the Tachtonim. Shenemar, it says by Brias Olam, the Ruach Elohim Mirachepes Al Pnei Amayim. The word Mirachepes, and it says, but Kayona Shemirachepes Al Baned, like a dove, you know, hovers over its young, the Einu Nogas, and doesn't touch them. That must be three Etzbos. So he's busy dealing with these things. So Amar Lehem Rabbi Yeshua the Talmidav. So Rabbi Yeshua says to his Talmidim, must be with Adayin Ben Zoma Bachutz. Ben Zoma is still, you know, all messed up in his head. He doesn't know what's going on. Michdei, he goes, Ruach Elohim Mirachepes Al Pnei Amayim. When was that? Right? Amos Havei, when was that? That's by Yom Rishon. That's during the first day. That's the pasuk he's quoting. On the first day, there was no separation yet. Havdalah b'yom hasheni hu dehavei. Right? The separation between the first upper waters and the lower waters took place on the second day. So how is he bringing a proof text from the first day to something that didn't even happen till the till the second day? And besides that, the comma, and how much is the actual separation between the two? It's not even that much. It's not even three. It's Amar Rav Achmar Ada Kimelo Nema. It's like the chutas of Sarah, like a little bit of a hair. Rabbanan Amri Kiguda de Gamla. It's like the tablets of a bridge or something like that. That there's no space between them. And Mazurches Vitema Ravasi Amar Kitre Glimi de Prisia Adadi, like two cloaks that are next to each other. There's a small little space between them. But Amri Lo Kitre Kase de Sechifi Adadi, like two cups that are standing upside down on top of one upside down on top of the other. So not only is he because he have it wrong, he's also his proof is from the wrong place. He's quoting something to try to prove something that happened on day two from something that happened on day one. So he must still be, you know, Meshuggah. That's the end. That's the end of Ben Zoma. It's just interesting is that you'll see a lot like Ibn Zoma now with Acher, is that they're what's in their head seems to be this trying to make a distinction between Hashem and something else. Like they seem to be getting messed up between that there's something else besides God, like some sort of dualism in the world. But Ibn Zoma is also, because he's trying to figure out what the separate, there has to be a separation between the upper and the lower. So a small separation. He said there's no separation. It's one on top of another. He had three fingers breadth to separate them. They're all trying to take this idea of dualism, which makes sense because they're talking about in Babel, what was the religion? The religion was this dualism, right? The Zoroastrianism, the good and evil, the good force and the bad force. All right, that's just. So now we go to Acher. Gemara says, Acher kitzes ben metios. When Acher went into the paradise, he was kitzes ben metios. I mean, he went to Tabras Ra, became an apikoris. He lost his religion. Alav akasav Omer on Acher pasuk said, Al titain es picha ulechto es pisarecha. Right, your mouth will cause your flesh to sin. So Mahi, what was the cause? What was the cause for which led Acher to become Acher? What caused Elisha Ravu to become Acher? So it seems to be only talking about going into the paradise caused it. No, he must have seen other things, and going into the paradise sort of exasperated the situation. He says, Mahi, chaza mitarton, some sort of malach, mitartron, the isyabili reshusulim mesav, lemichtev gafkal Yisrael, that he had reshus, permission to sit and to write up the zechuyos and the merits and demerits of Bnei Yisrael.
Isn't the doctrine not ashamed for Hashem?
Not here. Seems to be an angel.
Angel?
Yeah.
Yeah. Malach.
It seems to be a malach. Right, it's up, right, Rashi, is it Rashi, no? So he's saying, Lemichtav zuchas Yisrael. Amar, so Elisha says this doesn't make sense. What's he sitting down for? Amar gemire, we have a mesorah, Vilamala, meaning in Shemayim, below have below yeshiva, you can't sit, below tachrus, I'm not sure what tachrus is, below oref, right? You can't do any of these things, below ipoy, can't be tired. How can Mitatron be sitting in front of a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Must be that he has some sort of permission. He's another Rishus, right? So therefore, Shem Lachas Vasholom, Shtei Rishus, maybe there are two kings. So it's weird. He says, Shem Lachas Vasholom. What does that mean, Chas Vasholom? It should be Shem Lachas Vasholom, Chas Vasholom. God forbid there should be. And then he agrees with it. Now, that's a weird language. Okay? So what happens? That's what it seems like it's Acher. Who else is it? Who else is it? This is Mahi. It's.
Where does it say
that? Doesn't say anything here.
No, there's
there
a natural. Look at those.
Okay, so what happens? Apkul the mitartron. So they took out mitartron. Umachyu shitin pulsa nura, and they whipped him with 60 lashes of fire. Because Amrulay, and they said to Mitatron, my time of Kichazisei, why is it when you saw Elisha ben Ravuah come in, will come to me, come in? You didn't stand up in order to avoid causing him this issue. Well, they smacked him. But then, it's Havile Rishusa Lemimcha Xachse de Acher. But then, they gave him permission to erase all the Zechuyos of Acher, of Elisha ben Ravuah, because Yotzev Vasco Ba'amru, a Vasco comes out and says, Shuvu bani shovim, my children should all return to me, chutz me Acher, other than Acher. Acher can't return. So now that's Acher hears this. He's like, well, I'm out. You know, they say everyone can come back except for me. So he says, Amar, ho ovi itra hu gav mehu alma, since this person, meaning me, is now taken out from that world of Olam Haba, late book list, nebai alma, let me just get on out from this world. There's no point for me in the next world, so let me enjoy this world. I don't think it's difficult.
Yeah, right. What do you mean everyone can do tshuva except for you?
Right.
Because Hashem famously said, you should have not listened to that
Vasco. Right. That's I sent out yesterday in the chat, there's also the whole drasha from Salvechik. Yeah. I don't know what it means. Because in the Rishalmi it says, the gear says, shuva v'anim, shovim chutz min lisha v'navuva. So which one is it? Is it Acher or lisha v'navuva? So the Rav says, this, a longer speech, he says that really the Vasco said Acher. He heard Elisha v'navuva. What is the difference between Acher and Isha ben Ravuah? Acher is somebody else. When you become Acher, don't listen to Acher can't return, but that's not you. Acher is Elokim Acherim. Acher always means outside, something other than you. The true you is Elisha ben Avuah. You can return. But if you stick to this belief that you're Acher, if you stick to this belief that you don't have the ability, that you're somebody else, you're never going to return. You have to come into yourself. You remember you're Elisha ben Avuah. Then you can come back. It's much more in detail, but that's
it. Moses brought it, said that certain things that he says the Medrashit, when you say you do certain averus, ain't my speaking without Mashiach's tshuva. So, Amachti is a rogin, somebody who said, Echte ve'yashuv, and what he means by that is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't help you, but you can still
do it yourself.
It's very difficult.
Right, it's very hard.
Yeah, but you can still do it.
Okay.
So that was his mistake.
Right. Tosos here brings the Yerushalmi. He says that besides doing, he went to, he says over here, so Nafak Acher the Tarbus Ra, Nafak Ashkach Zona. So he found a whore, Tivaa, and he wanted to do an aveir with her. Amrale, she said to him, Velav Elisha ben Avuat. How can you come here? You're Elisha ben Avuat. So Akar Pulga Mimeshra. So Bishabbos. So it was on Shabbos, I guess. So he uprooted a radish to show that he's Mechal Shabbos. He's somebody else. Be Yahivla Amr, and he said Acheru. He calls himself Acher. He says that he's Acher.
No, she did.
She said. Oh, she says Amra. Right. You're somebody else. You're not Elisha ben Avuah. Therefore, you're so Shal Acher is Rabbi. So Tosfos says that the Rishon Yerushalmi
shows you the level
of the zona who knew the Chazal. They knew, right? Plenty of people like that nowadays also, right? Tosfos says the Yerushalmi of Farish, Yerushalmi gives other things, and they say that he used to kill people. Elisha ben Avuah, it was during he used to kill people, and then he used to rat people out. He was Moser people to the Romans. Like he became a really, really, really bad dude. Besides just being a Pekoris, according to Yerushalmi, he did bad stuff.
My question has always been, what did he do before then that he's able to get to the paradise that was so bad that he thought by himself that he could never return? What did he do in advance of this? These are all stories after he already had come down.
No, he decided two gods.
He saw Matratron.
That's what he saw up top.
Right.
So he thought that to himself that he can't return. Right?
Right,
heard it. What did he do in advance that he thought he was so bad that he had that it was talking about him?
I'm not sure I understand.
He never came up with a story about Acher before he goes.
No, he saw the Yerushalmi says he saw the kid go up on the ladder to do Shulu Chakan and he falls down and he dies. Right, so he was doing Kibbutz Av Aim, which was and the kid died, and he died. So he had all these things that happened beforehand that led to his demise while he was in the paradise. And you see, the Yerushalmi that his father just gave over to. But I'm not sure I understand your question.
The Zona was after it.
Right. Well, why would he go before? Before he was a Tana.
So why do you think that he did something so wrong that he couldn't return? What did he think he did so wrong that he couldn't return?
What was it he had to do something so wrong?
He
thought once he became a Kofar,
he was done.
He became a Kofar.
That was it.
He became a Kofar afterwards.
He became a Kofar when he came with the Pardes. After the Pardes.
When he walked out of the Pardes, he became a Kofar.
But the story that he couldn't the Bosco was during the Pardes.
No, it's not. Who says it's during the Pardes?
No, it was after.
After.
The stories are all after he heard the Bosco.
But the Bosco said it came from the Kodesh Kodosh Moshav.
Well, that's the Rishami.
The Bosco's all after. Everything all these stories about him are right after the Bosco.
No, but what he's asking is, what made Elishma think to himself, I'm so far gone? What did he do already?
Well, according to Rishami, it's easy. He killed people.
No,
that's after.
That's after.
Who says?
What did he? Before he went off the Derech, he was a good person.
Yeah.
So
what made him think he went to the paradise?
Right.
All of a sudden, now I'm so far gone.
Because now I'm a kofar. I saw the old Metatron. I don't believe in God anymore. So Shem says you have no tshuva. Okay.
Yeah, he said Metatron take all this.
You know, we have a list of people who have no chelik and all of us.
Right.
Right. These are very, very bad people.
Yeah.
He's not in that list.
Okay.
You're
who says there's a chelik and all of us? He misheard because he saw.
He misunderstood.
Correct.
But you're asking what the catalyst was. He became a
Kofar. The catalyst was that he no longer believes in God, and therefore he heard that he's foregone.
So a person who's a Kofar all of a sudden has no Chelik in Olam
Haba? Where do you see him coming from? No Chelik in Olam Haba. He misheard it.
I understand.
That was his own psychosis.
Well,
That's all.
The Pasuk says he cannot do tshuva, and they said even that he.
Okay, so Shaul Acher's a Remeir. La Acher she goes to Tabras Rao. So Acher asks a Remeir after he goes to Tabras Rao. Amar Lei, Mike Siv, what does the Pasuk mean? Gamet Zeluma Zel Solim. You know, Hashem makes this to counter this. So Amar Lo, where Meir says to him, Kol Mashu Baruch Hu, Baruch Hu, anything that Baruch Hu makes, Baruch Kenegda. There's like a, there's a complementary item. Baruch Harim, Baruch Gavos, he made the mountains, he made the valleys. Baruch Yomim, he made the seas. Baruch Naharos, he made rivers. So Amar Lo, so Achas, so Meir, no. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Echlo, Omer Kach. That's not what Rabbi Kiva, your Rebbe said. It's interesting to think whether Lishman Ravu actually learned from Rabbi Kiva or not. So Ella, what it means is opposites. Again, the same thing. What?
Contemporaries.
Not sure. So Ella Barat Sadiqim Bar Rishayim. He made, it could be contemporaries, but he says he learned by him. So Barat Sadiqim Bar Rishayim, he made righteous, he made evil, Barakan Aden, Barakan. I mean, again, there's a duality in everything with the Lisha B'Ravua. They call Echad, the Echad, every individual, Yesh Lok Shnei Chalakim. Echad B'Gan Aden, Echad B'Gan Aden. You have two portions. One of your portions is in Gan Aden, one's in Gan Aden. You have your choice. Zachah, if you're Zochah Tzadik, Natal Chalkov, Chalkaveru B'Gan Aden. If you're good, then you'll take your portion, and you'll take your friend who was bad, you'll take his portion. Ischai of Russia, if you become an evil person, then Natal Chalko v'chalchaberu Gehenim, you'll get a double portion in Gehenim. Amr of Mishashi, Mikra, how do we know this? Kavit stuck, Tzadikim Ksiv, Lechin Be'artza Mishne Yerushu. In their land, double they'll inherit. And Kavit Rishayim Ksiv, U'mishne double Shibaron Shavrem. They'll double, they'll break double. So you get this idea double. Shal Acher is Rameir, Lachashach Tapras Ra. So again, Rameir is learning from Acher, even after he's in the Tarbus Ra. My Dixiv, what's the Pasuk says? Lo Ya'archena Zav Zuchuchis, Utmuraso Klipas. Why does, this is an Eov, they're comparing Torah to both to gold and to glass. So Amr Lo, so Rameir says, Eil Divrei Torah, Shekashin Liknosa Klezov Klipas, it's very difficult to get them. You can't acquire them. It's difficult to acquire them, like the difficulty in creating gold and creating, pure glass. V'nochin la'abdon, and it's very difficult. Sorry, it's lo yarchena zav uzchukis utmurasa klipas, and it's very difficult. V'nochin la'abdon klei zchukis, it's easy to break. Amar lo, Acher says to him, no, that's not pshat. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Chlo Merkach, what does he say? Ella ma klei zav klei zchukis afapishin ishbu yeshlim takana. Even klei zav and klei zchukis, even if they break, you can put it back together. You can put it back to the fire, put it back to the kiln. You can fix it. Even if he goes off the derech, he has tshuva. So Amar Lo, so Rameir says to him, no, if that's the case, you should also return. Amar Lo, no. Kvar shamati me'acharei apargod, I heard from behind the curtain, shuva v'nishovim chutz me'acher, except for Acher. In the Yerushalmi, the story takes place on Yom Kippur, Shabbos Yom Kippur, and he rides a horse up to the Har HaBayis. So as Rav Soloveitchik points out in that piece, what was he doing? If he's such, if he yotz l'tarbus ra, and he's such a min, where did he feel the need to go to the Kodesh HaKodashim on Yom Kippur? Something must have drawn him. Where else would he go? Go back to the zona. Why is he going to, there's something drawing, still drawing you. So he was close. He was getting there. He had to be trying to get there, but then, you know, he was too far removed in his head that he couldn't make that next step. But really, he was trying because he was going. Who else? He's trying to get some inspiration, but I guess it didn't work. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Ma'aseh ba'Acher, the story of Acher. Shahaya Rochev al Sus b'Shabbos. He's riding a horse on Shabbos, even though there's an Issur Rabbanan at least. Vayarbi Meir Mahalach Acharav Lumo Torah Ripsiv. And Rabbi Meir is walking after him to learn Torah. So now they go a certain way. Amar Lo, Acher says to Meir, Meir Chazol Acharecha. You have to turn around now. Shekvar Shi'arti Be'kubei Sus. I've already measured Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos. This is Tchum. You can't go anymore. So the question is whether he's doing a good thing to Rabbi Meir, where he's trying to dig at Rav Meir, because you don't even know, I know Zitchum, and you don't know Zitchum, or he's saying, Rav Meir, you know, do yourself a favor, stop now, because you hit Zitchum. Amr Leh, so Rav Meir says to Acher, Afatachas Orbecha, if I'm going to return, you should return also. Again, Amr Leh, look, for Matilcha, I already told you, Kvar Shemati, Mechori Apargo, I heard from behind the curtain, Shuvon, Shovavim, everyone can return, Chutz Me Acher, except from Acher. So Tokve Aleh, so Rav Meir then grabs Acher, forcefully, Aleh Lebe Midrasha, and he brings him to the base medrash. Right, maybe if he goes into the base measures, he'll hear Divrei Torah and he'll return. So Amar Leh, so Acher says Liyinuka to the child, Psokli Psukcha. This whole idea, like if you ask a young kid what you're learning, is a little bit of Ruach HaKodesh. That's what's going on. So he asks this kid, what are you learning? So Amarlo, so this kid says, Ein Shalom Amar Hashem L'Roshoyim. There's no peace to the evil people. So you see, I can't. Achashom Rav Meir, I can't. All the kids are saying these things. They're all meant for me. Ilei lebe kenishlach rita. They went to another shul. Amarlei liyinuka psukli psukcha. Tell me what you're learning. Amarlo ki in tichabsi benesev retarbilach boris nichtam avonech levanai. It's in Yirmiyo. He says even if you cleanse yourself with all these detergents and all this soap, your sins are already sealed or already written before me. I'm out. So he went lebe kenishlach rita. He went to another one. Amarlei liyinuka psukli psukcha. Send for me. Give me another another pasuk. Amarlei, he says vaat shadud matasi. You're trying to get all dressed up in all this beautiful clothing. It's for naught. It's absolutely for naught. I'm not going to listen to you. You can't return. So Ali Beknish Achritze, he went to another one. Ad Ali the place of Beknish, they went to 13, Batei Midrashim. The Kulu Pasku Leki Aigavnan. They all gave him these psukim, similar psukim, which are like, it's pointless to do tshuva. So Acher says, I can't, you see, it's Min HaShemayim. So the Basar Amalei, so when he got to the last one, he goes to the kid, Psukli Psukcha, what Pasuk are you learning? Amalei, he says, Vilarasha Amar Elokim Malach HaLesaper Chukei. For an evil person, why are you dealing with my Torah? Which is interesting because Acher is, I guess, now a bad person, and he's dealing with the Torah. But Hayu Yitnuka Hayim Megamim B'lishenei. He had some sort of speech impediment, and when he said, Ularasha, Ishtame Kamada Amalei Ule Elisha Amar Elokim. Right? Instead of a Larusha, it came out Ula Elisha. So what happens? So Ikada Amri, some say, Sakina Haba Biyade Bahade, that Elisha had a knife in his hand, and after he heard this, Kare, Bishadu the Trace of Bnei Krishna, that he just cut up this kid into 13 pieces and sent them to all the shuls that he just went to, which fits into Yerushalmi that says Elisha would kill people. And then, but others say, the Ikada Amri, Amar, he said, I had a knife in my hand, I would chop him up. But why would he want to chop him up? Right? He agreed with the kid that I have no way to go back. I think again, because there's a little bit in him that wants to try, but he keeps misinterpreting everything to feel pushed away. Okay, ki noach nashe da'acher. So when Elisha ben Avua dies, Amri, they said, I guess it seems to be in the Yeshiva Shalmaila. Lo meidin ledainei, we can't be judge him to go to Gehenim. Velola almud, because he has all the Torah, I guess. Velola almud asilei say, we can't bring him to Gan Eden because he's a bad guy. I mean, I don't understand. What's the difference? If he has all these, judge him. What's more? What's less? That's what we always say. If you have more mitzvos, then you're good. If you have more veros, then you're not good. I'm not sure why they couldn't figure it out. So lo madi ledainei, they couldn't judge him to go to Gehenim mishum dasu baraisa, because he learned. They can't bring him up to Shemayim, the Olam Haba, because he had sins. Okay, which one's more? So Amar Rav Meir says, so he's in this sort of limbo status. So Amar Rav Meir, Rav Meir's Talmud says, now, you know what? Mutav diladainei v'leisei la'amad da'asei. It's better for him to be judged to go to Gehenim, and in Gehenim you get Kapara, and after a certain amount of time, then he can go up to Olam Haba. So Masai Amos, when I die, the Ale Asham Mikibro. When I die, I'm going to judge him, make sure he's judged, and he's going to Gehenim, and you'll know that because you will see smoke rising from, I believe, Acher's grave, and in order for him to be I guess he's going to be burned, and the fires of hell, the hell fires, is going to be burnt, and this way you'll be kapara for him and to go up. So Kinoach Nashe the Remeir, when Remeir died, Solik Kutra Mikibro the Acher. So smoke would rise from the grave of Acher. Amr Rav Yochan says, Givruta Lemikla Rabe, that's such a big deal. That's you're the Talmud and you're gonna just cause him to go to Gehenim. Chad Havid Benayu, he's one of us. Below Matsin Latsule, and we can't figure out a way to save him. E Nakte Biyad, Man Mamrile Ma'an, Va Amar Matayamos Vaqwa Akshamik Ro. He says, if I grab him, I'll bring him to Olam Haba. Who's gonna stop me? I'm gonna bring him up to Olam Haba. When I die, Rabbi Yochanan says, a couple generations later, when I die, the smoke will cease from going up from his kever. And that's what happened. Kinoch nafshi de Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan passed away, upasak kucha mikivrei da acher. The smoke stopped coming from Acher. I guess Rabbi Yochanan pulled him to Olam Haba. Pasak alei. So Rabbi Yochanan, they said about Rabbi Yochanan, ahu sabtan. So this eulogizer said Rabbi Yochanan, afilu shomer pesach. even the one who guards the gates of Gehenim, lo amad lepanecha Rabbeinu, could not stand before you. I guess you were able to defeat whoever that guard of Gehenim is. They could stand in your way. This Tosos, this long Tosos in Amud Aleph, he brings down the different stories that happened in the Yerushalmi. He says, so if you look, let's see. If you look towards like the, I don't know, 10, 12 lines, it says, Amasei da Avuya Avi, Havi Migdoli Yerushalayim. Elisha ben Avuah's father was from the Gedoli Yerushalayim. Ubiyom Shabbat Muhulei, and when he it's time for Elisha's bris, Karu Lekol Gedoli Yerushalayim, he called all the Gedolim to come. Voshiv Vais Echad, and they were sitting together. He invited everybody. Ulrikil Roshua, Makam Acher, Minda Achlam, Shas, and Shari Mitachin, Umarakin. Amri Ada Alan Askin Bididai, Unasak Bididon. Before they sat down, but it's Askin Bididai Torah. They were sitting and they were learning Torah. Yarda Eishman Shemayim, they were learning in such a way that the fire came down from heaven, Bikiposan, and encircled them. Amla Ravua, and so Abuya, Elisha ben Ravua's father, Abu Gavrin Mabatem Lisro Basi, you're coming here to burn my house? So Amrullah, this is no Chas Shalom, El Yoshim Hayinu, Vichosim Devei Torah, right? Mitoral and Vim, and Vim, Miksuvim, Vayodavarim, Shemachim, Kinesinai, Sinai, Lo Beish, it's everything that came from Sinai, it came down in fire. So this is a fire of Torah, was burning by us. So Amar, so he says, Avua says, Holo Bekach Kocha Shal Torah, this is the power of Torah. If my son survives, I'm going to send him aside and send him to yeshiva. But it was done for not the Shema. It wasn't done for pure reasons. In our Gemara, where it says that he heard the baskol ma'achoria pargod, there in the Yerushalayim, it says it was from behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Od Isa Hassam, another one story there. What you said, Marcel? Shai Rocha be Yom Kippurim, Shechalios b'Shabbos b'Shama. The whole story took place on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. And Maisi Ahu, the part Kam the Kedushin, also brings a story. Shai Ra'a Echad Shenatal Habanim v'Shilach Hasaim v'Did Shluch Hakan v'Ki Aisi Nafel v'Meis, and he fell and he died. So he's doing Shluch Hakan, which is L'man Yerichli Yomecha. He's doing Kibbut Avim, which is L'man Yerichli Yomecha, and that moment he dies. But Od Isa Shaaral. It says there, Sharol Lashon Rabbi Yehuda Hanachtom Nosam Pikelev, that the tongue of Yehuda Hanachtom, I think it's one that's Saruri Hugay Malchus, I'm not sure, he saw his tongue, Behainu Gabi Rabba, and he said, how can it be that someone who has. I don't know who that is, he's a baker. So he said, how can it be that this is the Schar of Torah? Nosam brings a case that when his mother was pregnant, she went before the Avodah Zarah, and she smelled it, and she got Hana from it, so he has all these things to say that it was a little bit of his upbringing also caused these issues. It wasn't only what happened, I guess, in the Pardes. He also saw, what was something else? Oh, maybe later in the Gemara, it also is going to say that he used to sing Greek songs. He was very involved in Greek culture. He used to sing Greek songs. He always had other books besides the Svarim HaKadoshim. He would have other books that he would be reading. So there was more to it than necessarily we have here. Okay, so. Fine. Bito shel Acher, right? The daughter of Acher was poor. And asked the kaim of the Rebbe. She comes before Rebbe Amrale, and she says to him, Rebbe Parnaseni, give me tzedakah. So Amrala, he says to her, Bat Miat, who's your daughter? Who are you? Amrala, she says to him, Bito shel Acherani, I'm Acher's daughter. So Rebbe's bewildered. He says, Amrale, Adayin yesh mizaro ba'olam. He still has offspring in the world. Can't be. V'hak siv. Doesn't the pasuk say by the onesh of a rasha? It says lo nidlov lo nechad be'amo ve'ein sar b'gurav. You're not gonna have anything left. Right, quotes the pasuk of Iyov. Pasuk of Iyov says that you're not supposed to be here. Amra lo. So the daughter says to Rebbe, have rachmanos on me. Zechol torasso. Remember his Torah, and because of the zechus of the Torah, you should be Rebbe. Rebbe was remembered Elisha ben Ravua's Torah so much so that he's even quoted in Pirkei Avos. I think in Perek Dalet, Elisha ben Ravua was quoted in Pirkei Avos. He says, "Va'al tiskor b'maisav." Don't remember his evil deeds. Miyad yarda eish. So immediately a fire came down. V'sichsicha b'safsalo shel Rebbe. I guess it sort of singed the bench of Rebbe. That I guess it comes from Simi Mishamayim that you should remember the Torah of Elisha. Bachav amar Rebbe. So Rebbe cries and says, Uma le misganinimba, those who deprave Torah, those who speak badly about Torah, this is the protection they get. Kach le mishabchinba, imagine the protection that people who actually praise Torah al achas kam v'kama. I'm assuming that he gave her food. It doesn't say that he helped her. I'm assuming that he did. Okay, for Rabbi Meir, now the question is, halachically, Rabbi Meir, heicha gamar Torah puma de acher. How was Rav Meir learning Torah from Acher? Don't we know? V'amar Rabbi Barchanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Ma'idik say, the pasuk says in Malachi, Kiv sifsei kohen yishmeru das, v'torah yivlakshu mipiyu, ki malach Hashem tzavakosu. Eim domeh harav l'malach Hashem tzavakos, if their teacher is similar to an angel, yivlakshu Torah mipiyu, you can learn from him. V'im lav, and if your teacher is not so such a good guy, al yivlakshu Torah mipiyu, you're not allowed to learn from him. So how's he learning Torah from Elisha ben Avuah? He's not a good guy anymore. Right, so I guess that you're not supposed to learn from the teaching of Torah. According to this, is not just beyond the Torah itself; it's also has to be learned from. You have to a respect. There's an attitude towards Torah that has to be presented as well. There are plenty of academics who know a lot of Torah, but their attitude towards Torah is not.
Which is why the mission of us is not about any Torah. It's about what do you compare a child to?
That's what Elisha was.
So apparently, the halacha is that you're not allowed to learn Torah from somebody who actually tried to bring others off the derech.
Uh-huh.
So, and this wasn't his case. And that's the same reason that Rambam was allowed to, indeed, the Moreh Nevuchim, he even calls philosophers. Because
right.
Those are guys who have...
There's a contention in the Gemara from here to the end of the Amud.
Right.
And how to, it's, I mean, Mizmanazet, there were books that were telling to throw certain books out for certain people. Like, I don't know, Shajush, you're not, it's not so, not so posh. There's Amar Reish Lakish. Rav Shlakish says, "Rameya kra ashkach v'darish." Rameya learned the pasuk, and he was darish. The pasuk he learned, he says, "Hat asnucha ushma divrei chachamim v'libich tashis l'dayti." Your heart should lean towards what I say, right? L'datam lo nomer, not to their das, to my das, to Hashem. L'dati, which means I can basically do borer. I'll listen to what they say, and I'll parse out everything that's good. So Rav Chanina Amar again, Shimi bas rei. So it says that you should shimi basur I vati oznech, that you should turn your ear to turn Torah of your father, but forget the actions. Just learn the Torah and forget the actions. Okay, so now we have a problem though. So we're steering the psukim, because the pasuk says in Malachi says you're not allowed to learn from someone who's not a malach, and now these psukim are mayor is saying, oh, as long as I can parse it out, I'll be okay. So the Gemara says, "Kasha kra adadi." He says, "Lo kasha, habigadol habikaton." The pasuk that permits you to learn from a rasha, that's talking about someone who's a gadol, and the one that forbids you is talking about a katan. So what does that mean? Does that mean an age? Does that mean an intellect? What does that mean? A ki asar of Dibi. So when Dibi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar, he said, "Amir Marava." They said in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi Meir, who learned from Acher, achal tachla, he ate v'shada shikla libra. He ate the good part of the date on the inside, and he the outside. I'm saying he ate the outside, which is good, and he tossed away the pit. And he did borer. He took me. He was able to separate. Doras Rava makes it drasha. My dechsev. The pasuk says in Shir Shirim, El Ginas Egos Yeradati Liros Ba'at Mehanachal. I went down to the Ginas, the storehouses of the nuts. Lama Nimshal Tamir Chacham LeEgos. Why are we Tamir Chachamim compared to Egosim? Even on the outside it's gross, but on the inside it's good. The inside, the Torah, is not going to be disgusting. So you can, again, you have to do this sort of borer, and you have to be of that level and be astute enough to be able to separate from it. Excuse me. Okay. Ashkechei Rabba Bar Shila le'Eliyahu. So Rabbi Bar Shila finds Eliyahu Navi. Amar Le, so Rabbi Bar Shila says to Eliyahu Navi, Maika Avid. What Akash Baruch Hu? What's Akash Baruch Hu doing now? So Amar Le, so Eliyahu says to Rabbi Bar Shila, Ka Amar Shmaita Mi Pumi Dekul Rabbanan. He's saying over Divrei Torah from all the Rabbanan, Umi Pumi De Rav Meir, look Amar. But from Rav Meir, he's not saying anything over. Well, must be because he learned from Acher. So Amar Le, Amai. Why? Mishum de kagamer shemaita mipumi de acher? Because you learn from acher. So amrole. So Rabbi Bar Shila says to Eliyahu, why is that a problem? Amai, Rabbi Meir rimo matzah. He found a pomegranate. Toko achal klipasu zarek. He ate the good, threw out the bad. So he's not a problem. Again, there's this tension as to whether or not the kalach lemaisa. Can you learn from like a apikores Bible teacher or something like that? I don't know. So he says again, why you probably can. So amrole. That's online. Amrale, Amai, why was he thrown out? Meir Rimo Matzah, Tocho Acha Kliposo Zorak. So Amrale, so now, oh, you're right. So Leo says, Hashta, now that you explained it, Ka'amar, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, Meir Bini Omer. Right? Meir Bini says, he's quoting Rav Meir, which is, Bezman She Adam Mitztair, Shechina Ma Lashon Omeres. Wait, is this still Rav Meir? Yeah. When Bezman She Adam Mitztair, Shechina Ma Lashon Omeres, Kalani Miroshi, Kalani Mizori. So Kadosh Baruch Hu basically says, if you're Mitztair, I'm Mitztair. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitztair, I'll Daman Shal Rishayim, Kavachomer Daman Shal Tzadikim Nishinishbach. He's so concerned about Rishayim, he's also so concerned about the Tzadikim. So he quotes, he ends up quoting Rav Meir, because they proved that Rav Meir, at least Rav Meir, it was okay for him to learn from Acher. Ashkechei Shmuel L'Rav Yehuda D'Tala B'Ivr D'Dasha. Okay, he found Rav Yehuda who's standing by the opening of the door, the kabachi, and he's crying. Amalei, so Shmuel says to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinina, you know, sharp one or long tooth one, my kabachis, why are you crying? Amalei, so Rabbi Yehuda says to Shmuel, mi zutra madiksiv hud barabanan, is it so small what it says about the rabbanan? It says about the rabbanan, about the tamid chachamim who go after tarbusra, they go to do bad things. Aye sofer, aye shokel, aye sofer samigdalim. Where's the sofer? Aye sofer means shayu sof from kolosio b'tora. Aye shokel, shayu shoklin kalim b'chomer b'tora. They knew all the kavachomers. Aye sofer misagdalim that shayu shonim shloshmeis halacha kemidal perik ba'avir. They were able to learn 300 halachas about tumas ol or something like that. Va'amar Rabbi Ami plus mea bayi ba'u 300 svekos. They learned about 300 shvekos about this chest that's traveling in the air, right? And they were bad dudes, Achitofel and Doag. They ended up there the ones who have no chelik in Olam Haba. Utnan, Shloksha Malachim and Abraha Jodos, Ainim Chelik Olam Haba. Amongst them is Doag and Achitofel, and that's why he's crying, because Anan Matev Elayu. These Doag and Achitofel are able to learn 300 shvekos in an esoteric field of Tumavatara, of a flying chest. What's going to be about us? Anan matev olan. So Amalei Shinana, don't worry. Tina haisa belibam. It was different. They had something in their heart, right? They were rishayim from the outset, and that's why Torah didn't protect them. But as long as you have a righteousness inside you and you approach Torah in the right way, then the Torah is going to protect you, and you don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about going off the derech. So if that's the case, why did Acher go off the derech? So we saw a few things in Tosfos going to Rishalmi. The Gemara here says, no, Acher Mai, what was the reason that what did he have? So Zemer Yevoni Lo Pasim Pumei, he was always singing Greek songs. Amro Level Acher, and he used to say about Acher, V'shar Shaya Omei Mibes HaMedrash, when he got up from learning, Harbe Siprin Minim No Shemicheko, all these Apikorsa's books would fall out of his knapsack. He was always reading those books under the table. Shaol Nimos Hagardias or Meir. So Nimus Hagardi, who is a weaver, but some people say that he's some famous philosopher. So Shol Nimus Hagardi Esra Meir, Kol Amar is every piece of wool the Nachis LeYora that goes into the vat. Solik, does it get the right color? Right, it means are all Tami Chachamim who go in to learn, do they come up pure and they don't sin? So Amarle, so Rav Meir says, Kol Ma Davi Naki Agave Imei Solik. Kol Delo Havi Naki Agave Imei Lo Solik. Whoever was good to start will come out good. Whoever had something, some schmutz on them to beforehand, is going to come up dirty. Same thing he seems to be saying with Tamid Chachamim. Somebody who was Yiras Chait beforehand will come up okay. Someone who didn't have Yiras Chait beforehand could theoretically have issues. And I guess that's what he's saying about Elisha Ben Avua. Okay, stop here.